Leaders reporting the Manhattan District Attorney won't oppose delaying Donald Trump's sentencing in his criminal case. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's lawyers asked the judge in his case to delay his July 11th sentencing, and the Manhattan DA now says they would be open to a delay of up to 2 weeks. This all comes in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling Monday granting broad immunity protections to presidents. Trump's attorneys want Judge Juan Merchan to throw out his conviction, but Pace University law professor Bennett Gershman says he doesn't think that will happen.
Even if a president has absolute immunity, a candidate for president doesn't. And I think that was Judge Merchan's thinking from the beginning.
Julie Walker, New York.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in security assistance for Ukraine.
This package, under presidential drawdown authority, will provide more air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other critical munitions from U.S. inventory.
Austin says Ukraine is not alone and the United States will never waver in its support. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that Russia has dropped more than 800 powerful glide bombs in Ukraine in the last week alone. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's not confident President Joe Biden can win the election this fall in the wake of last week's debate. But like most of the rest of Democrats in Congress, he says he does not want Biden to step aside. The Vermont senator's unyielding support for the embattled president highlights the divide between the Democratic Party's leadership and the private conversations of many donors, strategists, and party insiders who want to replace Biden to avoid what many see as certain defeat this November. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 162 points, the Nasdaq rose 149. This is SRN News. Christians talk about perception.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. Texas plans to double a state fund aimed at expanding the power grid.
Demand for electricity is expected to nearly double over the next 6 years. Governor Greg Abbott says the state will look to boost the Texas Energy Fund from $5 billion to $10 billion. The fund was approved by voters to offer low-interest loans to incentivize development of new gas-fueled power plants. The announcement follows a new prediction by the state's main grid operator that electricity needs will have to provide nearly double the amount of power it currently supplies by 2030. John Scott reports.
Swaths of California are sweltering and things are only expected to get worse during the 4th of July holiday week for parts of the U.S. with nearly 90 million people under heat alerts. Forecasters say Tuesday that the torrid conditions are being caused by a ridge of high pressure just off the West Coast. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.